Meanwhile, Veronica and I are going to have a chat about cruising, something Veronica is our expert at, and we hope she's had a few cruises, and we hope we can pass on a few tips and tricks for those interested in Australia's next cruise season. So, Veronica, can I start the ball rolling? I've got a really tough question here.
Really tough.
Yeah. When do we actually start the cruise season here in Australia?
Well, the cruise season used to run from probably October to April.
Right.
But now virtually you can cruise around Australia at almost any time of the year. I mean, P&O cruises have ships stationed here all the time.
Okay. And the South Pacific is a big area of interest for a lot of cruise passengers out of Australia, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, obviously we go there at, you know, when it's beginning to get cold here.
Yep.
But we also go there for sun and sand.
You can't sort of tie your boogie board to the back of these boats and have a zip around, can you?
Oh, well, you can almost do that. I mean, they can have pretend. And if you go on some of the ships, you can actually surf. The Royal Caribbean's big ships now have surfing on board.
Oh, in the pool?
A pool that has real surf.
Oh, okay.
So you can get your boogie board there and practice.
Is that the same one that's got the bumper cars?
Yep. Yes.
I can't imagine going on holiday on a cruise liner to go on bumper cars. I could do that at Luna Park.
But if you've got family and you want to entertain them, what do you do?
Mm.
You take them to a fair anyway, no matter where you are.
So how do you go about choosing a cruise? Do you sort of say, well, I'm a mum and dad and three kids and, you know, we need something for the kids, or I want a romantic getaway? How do you go about it? Do you look at your circumstance, or do you look at the destination first? What?
No, you look at your circumstances. We're going to take a holiday with the family. Now, if we're going to take a cruise and everybody's cruising these days, where do we go? What ship do we choose?
Right. And some ships are more built for families than others, are they?
Well, I think that most of the large ships now have got so many facilities for families.
Okay.
That you could virtually stay on board all the time.
Okay.
So if you choose, say, to go to the South Pacific, which is our most popular destination at the moment, I mean, how many Australians, the 42% of Australians on cruises go to the South Pacific.
Right.
It used to be that after cruising maybe around Australia for a few days, you might try an overseas holiday and maybe go to Alaska, but Alaska isn't such a big deal anymore. You now go to New Zealand. New Zealand cruising is amazing.
In the Fjordland area down the...
Yes,
is that the right word for it?
Fjords, yes.
Yeah, that all sounds great. Now, do you need to book now? When, say you wanted to cruise in this coming cruising season, is it too late?
It almost is. You need to book at least a year ahead.
12 months, okay.
If you want to actually get the cabin you want.
Right.
If you want to choose, if you want to go on a certain date.
Right.
But if you leave it until the last minute, you can get really good deals.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because I get two or three emails. Vacations to Go is one.
Yeah.
Breakaway is another. And there's a third one I just can't bring to mind for a second. But they all offer 80% off. $2,000 onboard credit, like, you know, it
at
seems
great
like
prices.
Yeah, there isn't a price. It seems like any price will do.
No, but you have to be careful because probably at that price you're going to get an inner cabin,
right,
where you don't have a porthole.
Yeah, with stowage.
Yes, so you'd have, it would be a four berth.
Oh, well, so what happens if there's only two of you? You end up with...
Well, if you're paying for a four berth in a cabin, but...
A couple of the crew could be with you. A couple of the guys from the engine room.
That's possible.
Smelling like a castrol can. That doesn't sound very good.
The most popular, usually the most popular cabins are, well, they call them staterooms now, are those with balconies.
Right.
So if you want a balcony, if you want to be midship, which is the best place to be, because, I mean, okay, you don't feel very much
movement,
of the movement, but that's the best spot to be.
Okay.
They go instantly.
Right.
So you've got to be very, very
careful. So 12 months is the sort of good standard rule.
Even sometimes they're advertising 2019, 2020 now.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got the money and you want to go somewhere special, Yep. You really have to book now for 1-2 years ahead.
What if you just want to try it out and see if it is for you? I mean, we've got some pretty big oceans around us, the Southern Ocean. Mm. The Pacific can get a bit choppy, the Indian Ocean, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do the Albert Park Lake cruise. Where could you go if you just wanted 2 or 3 days or 4 days to try it out, see if Mum and the kids and Grandpa likes it?
Some of these ships, particularly P&O, they usually have, 2-3 day cruises where you don't go anywhere. You just go out of port and cruise around fairly close to where you've left.
Okay. So is that worth doing?
Oh, yes, definitely. And usually they have some special activity on board, like they might have a comedy festival on board,
yeah,
or they might have, as you say, music festival. It's well worth looking at that if you're a bit nervous about whether you're going to go cruising or
okay.
not.
So if people want more information, have you got your own little website set up with all of this?
Well, I have, but somebody intruded into it.
Oh.
So at the moment...
It's been hacked by the Russians.
I'm not sure who it's been hacked by,
okay.
But I can't seem to get into it at the moment.
Oh, well, if you want more information, send us an email and Veronica will personally answer it, I promise. I'll hold her pen to the keyboard.
You can also look at AustralianCruisingNews.com, which is my website,
right.
And hopefully it will be up soon.
Okay. All right. Well, that was an interesting little interlude, and I hope maybe you've learned something in listener land about cruise options.